Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg. I'm sitting in for Steve Arterburn today. And we have a great show coming up because we have Dr. Jill Hubbard here.
Hi, Larry. We are going to have a great show because we have a whole house full of people today.
And Chris Williams is sitting right next to me.
Yes, good to be here.
And right next to him is Mylon Yurkovich. Hello,
hey,
Mylon.
Great to be with you guys.
Yeah, full house.
Glad you are here.
It's a full house.
And we have some exciting times because we have a new call screening system that's being tested and not working perfectly right now. So we may talk a lot this hour, but please call. Yeah.
Please call.
Yeah, keep calling 800-229-3000. And I think we'll be able to get you on. It might be some workarounds and get patched through, but we'd love to talk to you. In a minute, after we go to our first break, we're going to talk with Karen, and she's an attendee at our Finding Freedom workshop this last weekend, which I'm told went really well.
I'm dying to hear all about it.
Yeah, Steve sent a note and said it had elements of both Healing is a Choice and Take Your Life Back, but it was better than both those workshops.
Oh, that's great.
Well, he's always improving on them.
The counselors were very affirming and the attendees, so we'll get a report from her, and maybe Becky Brown might be calling
That'd
in as well. Tomorrow and Wednesday, I just wanted to encourage you to call in. We are going to have a psychiatrist on each day. Dr. Amen will be on tomorrow. And Dr. Okamoto will be on Wednesday. And, you know, New Life started with psychiatrists. We started
with
Minerth Meyer. Mm-hmm. And so this is not as much a departure as you might see, as it might seem. And these gentlemen have been on before. And Dr. Amen, of course, you know, from PBS programs and such. You have questions about medication and about the psychiatric aspect of things. You guys all seem to have known Dr. Okamoto.
Yeah, the collective wisdom of these two individuals with the amount of experience that they've had over the years, the amount of things they've seen and treated, this is a real, real gem to have them here on New Life Live.
They've seen a lot of people. They've been around for quite some time. They're not each of them.
They're very seasoned.
They're well seasoned, Jill, and they've each had a great run on practicing psychiatry. They've seen everything, and there's probably not a question you could ask them they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, and also come from a more Christian orientation that
we like that, don't we?
Right, yes. Uh-huh. And Dr. Okamoto has worked with our programs for years.
Yes. He has.
So be sure you call on those days. That's going to be good. We're going to be here this hour, today. I see there's some calls on the line. We don't have the call screening, so we can get calls. We'll just have people telling us who's on the call and we'll take your
call.
It'll work. But I want to get through this segment and then start off with that. So I also wanted to just ask about, Mylon, you mentioned that you were going to be doing a How We Love Things soon coming up, just before we were talking here?
Well, we are going to be down in Carlsbad next Sunday. We're doing an 8-hour workshop right before the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
People that ask us to come down. I will have on my Rams shirt.
I
can tell you that. But the thing I'm very excited about New Life is the fact that we're going to be together on Valentine's weekend right here in Orange County.
That's right.
Doing our How how New Life
intimacy
loves.
Intimacy in marriage.
How New Life loves intimacy in marriage workshop.
Yes.
I just made up a new title for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we hear the music, and we will come back right after this and take your calls. So hold on.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
A lot of things done.
Well, I'm glad she's in.
Okay, we're back. And we're going to go right away and talk with Karen. Karen was at our Finding Freedom workshop this weekend.
Yay.
Karen, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
We're good.
Tell us about what happened this weekend.
Well, gosh, where do I start? So I have been, listening to New Life since 2006, and I'm part of Club New Life as well, so I get all the videos. I read a lot of the New Life books, and I even have New Life therapist in my life, and I've also gone to the intimacy in marriage workshop and the Restore workshop. And this is all within, well, the workshops was all within 6 months, and even last summer I had called in on the show, and you guys were able to help me make a decision on where my marriage needed to go, and it actually was a huge push. And since then, we even, our family has even, like, dove deeper into really participating with, or not participating, but allowing new life to minister to us. And so with that said, because my marriage had struggled with infidelity for 25 years. Mm. And praise God through the help of New Life that now my marriage is actually healed. Miracles have been happening. You know, my husband went to Every Man's Battle last summer, and the Lord is just doing miracles. But as we're healing, I'm realizing that the rest of the family needs to heal, our children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Especially my adult daughter, who's 22, who's lived in that environment for so long. And as she saw us healing from all this, it was almost putting more of a strife between us in our relationship, because she didn't understand what was going on with the family. You know, she didn't understand what was going on with her parents, because this is a whole new way of living. And, I know there was trauma that, you know, she experienced through life, and, again, trauma that we caused because of where our marriage was. And when I heard about this new workshop, and this, I heard about this workshop on my way to Restore. And when I heard it, I said, "Oh my gosh, my daughter needs to go there," because. And we're from the Texas area, and the first Finding Freedom workshop you guys have is out in D.C., and the next one is in Dallas, is supposed to be in September. And I said, "I can't wait that long."
So, what was it like? Tell us what it was like.
Okay. Well, I'm just amazed, after being such a participant to New Life in so many ways, I am just blown away in how much more new information you guys have. And that just really blew my mind, because I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I've been through all this stuff. You know, what am I going to get out of this? Because I even thought, well, maybe I'll just have my daughter go, and then I'll just enjoy D.C.
So what did you get out of it?
What we got out of it is the biggest thing that I had gotten out of is letting go of my past wounds that stifle us from moving forward, and that's what was happening to our family. Mm-hmm. We were still, we didn't surrender our story, as what Steve talked about. And then I thought I had all these, I thought I had already dealt with my unresolved issues, but through the process of the conference, I realized that, oh my gosh, you know, there's more stuff in there that I just need to deal with. And I wanted my relationship with my daughter to be healed. And because out of everything that's happened to us, I felt like I failed as a mom, mm-hmm. you know? And I knew she needed this, and we both needed this to get past it. And so the beauty about it is God placed her in a group where they were all mothers going through similar situations with their children. And she was able to see a different perspective. And at the end of it, you know, the biggest joy for me was at the end of it, at first she was kind of hesitant, like, okay, I'm just doing this because mom told me to do this. And at the end of it, she shared her testimony because she understands what it is to live in freedom, that all these things from the past, that unresolved issues, was preventing her from moving forward. And now she has the tools to be able to work things out and live in freedom. I mean, the conference is called Finding Freedom, and we did find freedom.
That's wonderful. Wow. Karen.
Sounds like it was a real breakthrough for her and for you, too. Yeah. You know, sometimes we're older and we think, okay, we've been there, we've done it all, there's nothing new, but we're learning and growing till the day we die.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
It's exactly why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things I think is really important is that especially in the second half of life, our spiritual growth looks a lot more like subtraction than it does addition. Mm-hmm. And I definitely know that that is what trauma recovery is about, the pain that we're trying to let go of. Mm-hmm. Again, oftentimes we're trying to get new information or get all these revelations. What really is effective is letting go of the pain, mm-hmm. yeah. which is much more, yes. subtraction yes. is a lot
like
more
finally,
difficult
right?
than addition. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Karen, thank you for calling us. We really appreciate it. We're so happy that your daughter mm-hmm. is doing
well. That's so great.
Found something really of value here, too.
Well, and at such a young age, you know, all of us moms have regrets. All of us dads yeah. have regrets yep. because none of us are perfect parents. But our kids learn from that. And when you lead them, you know, and show them that healing's possible, that you don't have all the answers, but that to seek out people who do
Absolutely.
Have answers. What a great gift you've given her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And some of that healing journey is to apologize to our kids.
Yeah.
I've had long conversations with every one of my kids about the older versions of me. And, you know, there's been certain iterations and versions of who we are as people, as parents. And so, yeah, part of that subtraction, Chris, has to be with your kids.
Right. Yeah.
Could I please take that little piece back right there, thing that embarrassed you, so on. So having those conversations with your kids is really important.
Amen to that.
To show them your growth and then to show them the power of it interpersonally, that they can hear it from you.
Yeah, well, we're going to take another call right now, and I want to encourage Becky to hold on. We'll get to you a little bit later, Becky. I want to hear a little more from your perspective from the weekend. But let's go to line two, and let's speak with Kay. Kay's in Boise, Idaho. You there, Kay?
Hi.
Hi. How can we help you today?
Hello. Well, I'm calling to see how I can help a friend that got involved with 50 Shades of Grey, and I think that it's ruining her marriage and ruining her life, basically. She's expresses wanting to die, and because she's just not happy with anything. And she does, her primary language is Spanish, so I was just wondering if you had any resources in Spanish, or...
We have some books in Spanish, we do, but tell me about, what does it mean she got involved with 50 Shades of Grey?
Well, somebody she worked with, I don't know if it was the book, I think, introduced her to the book. And so she, and I mean, I've never read it or seen it, but what I've heard about it, it sounds like it's basically, you know, sexually deviant. It's sadomasochism.
Is she married?
Yes.
Okay.
Newly married. Well, about a year and a half.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, one of the principles at work here is like, there's a couple of issues I hear. She's suicidal, which is a very, very serious issue. Mm-hmm. And she is involved with fantasy. And
right.
And with this fantasy, what all fantasy does is try to escape us from reality. So I think we can all admit that 50 Shades of Grey is not reality.
Mm-mm.
In any way, shape, or form. Like, there is, mm-hmm. like, the whole thing is set up as a really fantastical scenario, just really pumping through it in exciting, adventurous sort of life that escapes a person from their current reality. It's no different than what porn does.
Right.
Then the question becomes not just how do we get her out of this fantasy world, but how do we help her in her current painful reality? What is the painful reality that she's dealing with?
Well, and after only a year and a half of marriage, too, you would think you'd kind of still be in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is like either her second or third marriage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She has a grown son and then one that's still at home, but he's 18. And she's just, well, she ran away from home at 13 because she had an abusive home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what all she's been through, but I do know she expresses, you know, of wanting to die quite frequently.
You know, Kay, there's a tremendous lack of idealism in her life. There's a hope that she has that something will feel just right. And, you know, there's a love, sex, and romance addiction group that there are people seeking such an ideal love, and they hunt everywhere for it, and they go from relationship to romantic, as Chris said, fantasies, and they're trying to fill a hole in their life. And oddly enough, well, after recommending a love, sex, and romance addiction group for her to get into, a trauma workshop and being with trauma specialists that could help her really see how traumatic her history was and get her into a therapist to see that she's trying to grasp onto a vapor, that you can't grab fog, you can't grab a vapor. And what she's trying to find is elusive, just some sort of a fantasy love, like Chris said. So she's stuck in a fantasy desire, and no relationship is going to fulfill that for her. So she's on her third relationship, and she's stuck in the 50 Shades of Grey thing. She's just not happy, and she knows it, and she's trying to figure out, what do I do with my life? And her solution is, something's wrong, I got to get out of here. So I'd get her into a trauma therapist as soon as possible.
Well, right, and that speaks to why her hopelessness is so evident so early on in this marriage, because this marriage was supposed to fix it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe third time's the charm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't, and so now she's depressed and suicidal, because now what does she do?
Mm-hmm.
How many marriages can you go through? So I think, Kay, it would be really great if maybe, you know, when people are depressed, they often lack the motivation and can't really see a broad spectrum of options. So if you could find some groups in your area, or we can help you, some Love and Sex Addicts Anonymous groups,
SLA,
as a place, as a place to start, and maybe you go with her.
Just as a support.
Support person.
Right. Then get her involved that way, and then help her get into some therapy.
Okay, I want to thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a book comes to mind for anybody here that we could send Kay or for her friend. But
Every Woman's Battle?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. We'll send you Every Woman's Battle. That'll be a great one. And if you want to know about the things in Spanish, if you hold on and ask the call screener to send you over to our call center, they will be able to tell you what books they know are in Spanish, and that might be of help. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to go and talk to Becky pretty quickly here. She's online. Go ahead.
This friend would be good at our next Finding Freedom
Absolutely,
show.
Which is in May in Orange County, California. Becky, you there?
Hello, Fabcos. How are you?
Hey, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
We've got a short amount of time, but tell us.
We had an amazing weekend, and I'm so sad that y'all weren't there, but listen, everybody that was there had an incredible, amazing experience on many, many different levels. One of the guys that testified on Sunday or shared what his weekend was about, he gets up there and he says, I am 40 days sober.
Wow.
And he said, and he came from all the way across the country to get the next steps. And he said, I've got some more tools that are going to help me continue in this new life that I have. So he truly is finding freedom. And he said, for the first time, he felt like he was at home. One of the great things about the weekend is that, you know, and you guys all have seen this, when people come in on Friday, there's a little bit of hesitation about, like, they know they want to come and be part of something, know that they need help. Not quite sure what we're all
about. Be right back, Becky.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours could change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. And Becky, we were talking to Becky Brown. She was at the workshop this weekend, Finding Freedom. Tell us in about 30 seconds, just wrap up the weekend for us.
Okay, all I can say is that everyone that was there found freedom. Some of it was a lot. Some of it was just the next step, and sometimes that's all you need to keep going forward. So I want to encourage everybody who's listening, if you're even thinking of an area in your life that you need freedom, come and see us when we come to Orange County in May.
Yep, May
and call us today for more information.
May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You don't want to miss it, so give us a call. Thank you, Becky.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I think to point something out really quickly, I think Becky alluded to something that's really important, and especially what I see in addiction and recovering addiction. Sobriety is essential. You can't make growth and progress without it. Yet it's oftentimes very incomplete. Mm-hmm. We've got to heal the pain
Chris.
That drives the addiction. Mm-hmm. And I really look at it as two rails on a track. We get our sobriety, and that what Finding Freedom does is it helps us identify the pain that drives the addiction.
Right.
So it becomes so much less potent once we get the healing from the pain.
And there's one more track.
And which is?
Which is learning new skills that come along with self-awareness. Mm-hmm. See, when I was a kid, there was a Lionel train track. For toy trains, and it had three tracks.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Okay, yeah. so this third track. So there's. I'm okay. going somewhere okay. with this. All right. Yeah. So you know, I'm just not. I got a couple
getting
of screws
derailed.
Loose. Yeah. Thank you. Nice pun intended. And so you see, when we have addictions, we don't know how to tell what's going on in our lives. We don't have attunement to see what's happening to others. We don't have the skills to learn to listen. We haven't developed an emotional and relational intelligence, and that needs to take time to develop. So you have sobriety, you have the healing from the history that caused us to turn to that, and then there's the new need to develop skills and interrelational.
That's good.
Right, to take the place of the substances that were doing that.
Precisely. Right? Yeah.
And that's a great segue. I wasn't going to go this way, but if you would support New Life by joining Club New Life, Mylan Kay did some videos, and some of your videos address just what you were talking about, not specifically to addiction, but about the skills.
Yes, yes.
And if you join today or any day this week, but I'm going to push for today, we'll give you a thumb drive that has four videos that Mylan Kay did, and they are so good at addressing things like this, especially the skills that are needed. And so those videos are Anger and the Love Styles, Parenting Your Adult Kids, Talking to Kids About Sex, and 12 Questions That Will Change Any Relationship. So if you believe in what we're doing, if you think that these folks that have called and given testimony to the changes in lives they've experienced mean something, please call and help us with a gift. If you don't want to make a commitment like Club New Life, but you're willing to make a gift, we will send you a book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, by Dr. Dave Stoop. This is a book that Dave has written, and it will help you experience that Romans 12:2, where you the healing that comes from the changing the way you think. But I want to get back to the phones. It's taking too long here. Let's go and talk to Beth in St. Louis. Beth, hello. How are you doing today?
Hi. I just have a question about, so just a little background. My husband and I both come from dysfunctional childhoods, and we have been married 16 years, together for 20. I have, in the past 2-3 years, been taking the kids to church, and he comes sometimes when he feels like it, and, you know, it's not really an active participant as far as what the Bible expects as a husband. And so as I've been reading about emotional abuse, I've realized that we probably both do that to each other, yelling, disrespectful to each other during arguments. You know, when we're not arguing, things seem great. But my question is, so over the weekend we had a big argument, and for the first time I asked him to leave, and I feel that it's not healthy for our children to continue seeing this behavior. And he said, I take that back, not the first time I asked him to leave, the first time he realized I told him he needed to get counseling or else he could not stay. And he eventually did agree, but as I'm thinking of it, I feel that I am just as much to blame, even though in the middle of the argument, I of course blamed him for everything. And so now I'm just trying to figure out where to start healing. I've been reading Boundaries, and I'm not sure if we both need separate counseling for our childhood issues and then marriage counseling together, or where exactly to start.
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot, I know.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Though it's a lot, Beth, it's not uncommon. Unfortunately, it's actually very, very common in that we are historical beings. I think Mylan and Kay's work really, really helps us see this so clearly, and that when we show up in marriage, we show up with our histories and the pain of our histories. And what closeness or intimacy does is it exposes. And it doesn't just expose the good stuff. It exposes the painful stuff.
The most primitive stuff that we've got.
So we're walking around with these historical landmines, and with tripwires, and our partner or our spouse is keeps walking through these tripwires and causing these explosions. And so, Beth, we're going to address that. And great, you have Mylan here today. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
And we're coming up against the break here. So hold on, and we'll help you right after the break here.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking with Beth. And Beth has and her husband are struggling, and Mylan, Chris pointed to you that you might have something to say to her.
I have a quick comment first, okay. Mylan, before you jump in. Beth, you were saying to us how much you realize, you know, after the fact, when things calm down to a level where you can think and process again, that you see yourself as part of the problem as well. And I'm hoping that you share that with your husband, because mm-hmm. when things, you know, when that trip wire mm-hmm. gets pulled, like Chris was talking about, you both go into that fight or flight mode, mm-hmm. and nobody really is in their thinking brain. So everybody is just reacting, and that's where things escalate and get crazy, and people say things, and like I said, you become your most primitive version of mm-hmm. yourself. And so later when things come down, it's really important to say, you know, I'm looking at things a little differently. And I think that we both need the help.
Yes, I agree. I think this was probably the first time, though, that I deeply blamed him. What I mean by, I was 18 and he was 27 when we got together. We dated for 4 years. He had been previously married. And so I feel like there's a lot of blame there because I was young. Mm. And I think I kind of took on some of his behaviors, which of course I know is my own choice. But I think he's probably walking around with a lot of guilt right now because of the terrible things I said. And I just don't want to keep saying terrible things to each other, because it's like at some point, you know, can you really recover if you just keep doing it over and over?
You know, Beth, that is a wonderful question. I'm so encouraged by your reflections today. I agree 100% with Liz. I'm sorry, with Jill. That
what's her name over here?
No, Jill. That your attitude of owning and feeling responsibility and realizing you're a part of the
dynamics.
Circular hurricane that takes place in your house, and you can own that. That would be the most fantastic lead, like you just said, Jill, to lead with your husband that part of the story. I was way off base, too. As a matter of fact, I should leave as well. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And then my personal recommendation is to go to couples, a good couples counselor first, and then if they decide you need further work, let them choose that. But go to couples work first.
Yeah, I think you have to start together because the goal is to stay together.
Yeah.
And so let the marriage therapist kind of be the overseer of your case and, you know, make the interventions accordingly.
Well, and for here at New Life, I really do want to point out the obvious, and that is you in February 15th, right here in Orange County,
right.
is the Intimacy in Marriage
yes,
workshop.
That is the obvious.
And so honestly,
so
Beth,
can we sign you up right now?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, this is designed specifically for you and your husband. Mm-hmm. It really is. Because you've been circling a painful mountain over and over and over again and have not been able to understand or clearly see what that is. And that weekend's going to really, really help you see what it is and also give you the tools to get out of that cycle mm-hmm. into a new cycle. It's going to really jumpstart a process of healing in your marriage.
Beth, I want to send you Mylan Kay's book, How We Love. I think if you and your husband would sit down and look through
it's a good place
that,
to start.
It would be yeah. a great starting place
well,
as well.
And I just wanted to say something to the fact that you're feeling so guilty for what you said. While it wasn't the best delivery, right? I think sometimes we have to, stop pretending. And we almost have to say the worst thing before we have room for the loving feelings to come back. Because mm-hmm. otherwise, we always have that tension of, I'm so resentful and so angry yeah. about this. And so it needs to come out somewhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of a hitting the bottom, isn't it, Jill?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, Beth, thank you for your call. We'll be praying for you and your husband that you get the help you need and that your marriage will last a long, long time in happiness and health. Let's go to Bill. Bill is in Frederick, Maryland. How you doing, Bill?
Okay. How are you?
We're doing good. How can we help you?
Well, I'm a little nervous calling and talk about a subject like this on the radio.
No one's listening but us.
Yes, it's just you and us, Bill.
That's great. I called before about it, and I think maybe my nervousness got me where I kind of got off on the wrong kind of question or was misunderstood.
Okay.
But the question is about lack of intimacy in my marriage.
Okay.
And when I called before, it was sort of like, it was sort of like funny, and then it was like laughing, and then, well, that you're not going to die of that.
Okay.
You're not going to die from not having that, which, of course, is true, but that isn't, it's more than, it wasn't sort of a every man's battle kind of a question. I mean, it was more sort of like, I want to be with my wife in this way.
Okay, well, that was then. Tell us what you want to deal with here today.
Okay, well, it's the same question, but I think I have a better understanding, a deeper level understanding. I can ask it in a different way.
Okay.
I think what hurts me the most is more than just the refusal. It's, or you know, the lack of intimacy. It's that not owning it, so that my wife would say to me, well, that's your problem. That's not my problem. I just don't want that. And I don't, you know, that's your problem. You deal with it. And I'm not really, I don't really know how to respond to that.
So when it comes to sexual intimacy, she says that's your problem, that you desire it?
And this is a long-standing thing, like many years, like over 10. And it's I mean, I don't. It's not only that, though. Although that is for me a very big one. It's other things too, like I saved up some money to make an investment that I wanted to make, and after all that time and finding the right property and saving the money and being ready to go, then she said no. Like, and it's sort of, and there's no discussion. And I just, you know, I don't really, I mean, I, my youngest child is 11, so I don't, you know, I feel kind of trapped, and I don't really know how to, I mean, it's sort of a my way or the highway thing with her, and I don't know how to, what to say. I don't know what to do. Any complaining I do is just brushed off as I don't want to hear it, it's not my problem, and it all just is talk, you know, and so I've stopped talking about it. I've stopped asking. I've stopped approaching her because nothing works. I've been to counseling. We've been to counselors and counselors and counselors. They just, the last two said that we should get divorced.
Okay, I think
I went to
picture.
A counselor by myself, and he said, well, I can't help you unless your wife comes. My wife will not go to counseling anymore.
So she's really shut down, because it sounds like there's a real lack of emotional intimacy, which is what you would need with her to lead to the sexual intimacy.
I would agree with that. I mean, it's like a turtle, just like in her shell.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And like, it's,
what do you,
I can't
Bill,
think
what
of
do you,
anything that I've done. Or
okay,
said
but Bill, okay,
that way.
But what if she was that way before? And the longer you've known her, the more she's gone into her shell. Because, you know, unfortunately, we're like really open in the beginning a lot of times in marriage. And then we can start to close up if we haven't dealt with our issues. And we can start to feel unsafe even with our partners.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I really...
That makes a lot of sense. It wasn't just that she wasn't like this in the beginning. She was the opposite. I mean, she came on so strong when she met me and was just like very intense and like very attractive and very like forward, and I mean it felt great, and I thought that was wonderful, but that stopped.
Well, Mylon's nodding his head over here. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, we just have 40 seconds before we go to break, but we will come back after the break.
Yeah, we're not going to leave you hanging.
Bill, we're not going to leave you hanging. But let me just say this. A lot of people enter romantic relationships with incredible intensity and passion at the start. But what that means is they have the ability, and this is a sad thing to say, but that very passion they have has the capacity to turn into a negative passion of equal proportion in the other direction. And we see people like this all the time. Mm-hmm. This is not uncommon. And so we'll come back and talk about this in a few minutes.
Okay, you hold on. We'll be back right after this.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict. So I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book. But the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. We are talking to Bill, and Mylon has some thoughts to help Bill.
Bill, unless your wife learns to own the fact that she does what's called a good-bad split, at first you were just super good, and she was attractive, hot, sizzly, chemistry's high, you connect, all those different things. But then, boom, at some other point in time, she then goes into the opposite mode. You went from ideal and all good to now all bad. And she sees you as the problem because once upon a time you invigorated her and excited her. Then when that was lost, you became the more, and I hate to use this term, but it's true, more in a vilified position. So,
well, yes, and would that make sense that it would come with it after the children were born and then she's mm-hmm. focused mm-hmm. on that?
Yep. Yes, because then what happens is that she connects with the kids and then you become lost. And this is not an uncommon problem in our offices where the affiliation of the mom is so intense with the kids that the husband is just, again, I hate to use these words, but they'll make sense. They just become an appendage to the family. And you feel that way.
A paycheck,
yeah, absolutely. And you become this distant third or fourth child to them, and it's a very sad place. But we encounter this all the time.
Yeah, and I would say for you, Bill, in response to this, so what Mylon is saying is that it's important that it's going to be really hard, but you try not to personalize her all or nothing, mm-hmm, her split.
Because it's about her.
Yeah, that you don't own the fact that you're either all bad or all good or what that may come along with you. And that may take some of your own work. The second suggestion I have is that when she says the problem is yours, agree with her and raise the heat. Say, it is a problem of mine, and I have a serious problem with this. And because I have a problem with this, it continues to affect us, and I want to do something about it. I want her to experience your strength here. Not forcefully, not overpowering, but the strength of the pain in which you're experiencing the relationship.
Well, that's quite a conundrum for someone to live in day after day after day like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
You know, fortunately, in our book, How We Love, we describe each of these love styles, yeah, these attachment love styles. And the ambivalent love style is discussed in the book, and it may be something that would help.
We'll send that book to you, Bill.
To read and for him to read, because it describes things clearly. Yes.
Right. And again, our workshop would be great.
Yeah, well, sure would.
Mm-hmm. I know we say that all the time, yeah, but I'm pushing all my people to go. It's
exactly.
In Orange County.
All it tells me is we got the right workshop.
We really do.
So many problems.
Like, yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go and take one last call here. We're gonna talk to Melissa. Melissa's in Houston, Texas, listens on Sirius XM. Hello, Melissa. How can we help you today? You there, Melissa?
Well, hello?
Okay. How can we help you today? You're on with Jill, Chris, and Mylon.
Yes. I was calling because I wanted to see what your advice is about my husband and his infidelity. First of all, this is not his first time. He, in the past, dealt with porn. The second time, he was unfaithful with somebody. And then the third time was about I just found out maybe like 6 or 7 months ago that this happened 2 years ago. He tried to be intimate with one of my older daughters from a first marriage. And at this point, I really don't know how to deal with it, being that it was my own child. Mm-hmm. Now, she's in her 30s now, but that's not the point. The point is, he tried.
The point is that he is really, really dangerous.
Yeah.
I have already asked for a divorce, and I know divorce is not in something as a Christian woman, but at this point, that's my only...
Well, I think we need to offer him some help, too, because...
In the past, with that help, when he first had infidelity with somebody else, we tried getting marriage counseling, mm-hmm. and he lied during the marriage counseling when I told the counselor, if he lies, I'm walking out, and I did, because he wasn't serious about the whole thing.
Right.
And to me, if I wanted the marriage to work, we both had to put our part. And it just felt like he wasn't trying, and I don't feel like he cared.
Melissa, do you have children together?
Yeah, we have two. They're now in their 20s.
Okay. Okay. Well, whether you stay with him or not, I think because of all of the kids, you need to push him to get help. And I would tell him before you'll even talk to him, he needs to, about anything beyond, he needs to go to Every Man's Battle, our workshop. It's the best thing we know of to help men finally kind of come to terms with what they're struggling
with. Absolutely.
But that would, even if you continue on and divorce him, and I get it. I mean, if he's, you know, making passes at your older daughter, that kind of is a line drawn in the sand, because you've got to stand up for your kids no matter how old they are, and for yourself. But he still will have contact with his kids, and you want him to get healthier.
Yeah.
You want him to hopefully be broken and have some humility.
Yeah, and the two things here is why I made this statement about that he's really dangerous is just that.
Exactly.
Is that we need to get him help, and then for you, Melissa, really, really strong boundaries.
Yeah.
Very clear. To protect yourself, to protect the kids.
Because it's not enough just to divorce him.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's not going to do anything. You just have less control over the problem.
Yes, exactly. And we're not saying don't.
Right.
We're just
right.
saying, yeah, you have to really work on setting up some really, really strong parameters for safety mm-hmm. against his behavior.
And a divorce or a separation which says, I'm not going to live with you, mm-hmm. is a boundary.
Yes.
It draws that line in the sand, and it is, to me, a very drop-dead serious decision to do, and it is a declaration that's very clear this isn't working. And oh, by the way, Melissa, you do have a biblical grounds for divorce because mm-hmm. the Bible says in Matthew 19, that if you divorce because of immorality, that you are not being held by God under any bondage. So it's important to know that. You know, God dislikes infidelity because the marriage is supposed to resemble Christ and the church, and this clearly doesn't.
I want to thank you for calling. I think how about we send you boundaries in marriage mm-hmm. as a starting point? And I just pray that will help you, that your husband might get some help, as Jill suggests, headed to Every Man's Battle. It's an amazing workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And he if he will take it seriously, he'll come back a different man.
Yeah. And some honest discussions with the adult children now.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
old enough to know
yeah.
they need to keep some boundaries with Dad as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We're coming up on the end of the program here. I just want a couple of things quickly. Please consider supporting New Life with your finances. We depend upon the goodwill that you have to support us with your money so that we can continue to do what we do, air this program, do our workshops and everything else. If you can make a gift in we'll give you the book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life by Dr. Dave Stoop. If you'll join Club New Life, we'll give you a teaching CD with 4 videos on it. Not a CD, it's a thumb drive. Mylan Kay did these especially for New Life right now. and they're really powerful. And I want to just close with an encouragement from Scripture in Psalm 121. The writer of the psalm says, I lift my eyes to the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So we hope you will lift your eyes to the hills. Look to the Lord for your help.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.